Young people love to post online, on sites like Instagram and Snapchat, but there are a few things they hold back. Here's Dayton Youth Radio Project Coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce today's story, which deals with depression and suicidal thoughts.
Many students hide depression, and at times they don't know the signs. Andrew Marrero decided he wanted to explore his struggle with depression and has our essay for today.
My name is Andrew Marrero, and I'm a student at Stuyver School for the Arts. Music has been what's driven me my entire life, and I know for the rest of my life that's something I want to do. I want to write my own music. I want to produce my own music. I want to make my mark in the world through music. I grew up in a very loving household with my mom and brother in Dayton. I always kept a lot to myself and never really dealt with emotions, and eventually that caught up to me. For a while, I had been dealing with a lot of suicidal thoughts. It got to a point where I realized I needed to do something about it. So for me to finally say something, it took a lot. I woke up on a Monday morning and just couldn't find it in myself to go to school. I called my girlfriend and told her that I wasn't going to school, so she would have to find a ride. She's always been very close to my mom, so she texted my mom and asked her to check up on me. In the message she sent, she told my mom that I had been self-harming and about all the suicidal thoughts I had been having. My thoughts were very specific and gruesome, and when they started becoming extremely frequent, I started to get really scared that I might do something. It wasn't a fear of the action, but a fear for the consequences. My mom and I talked about it for a little bit and made the final decision to go to the hospital. The process of getting admitted was a very long one. I ended up having to stay the night at a hospital before being transferred to the actual institution itself. Around 1 in the morning, security guards came in to transfer me to another room where they could be constant supervision. I wasn't wearing anything but the hospital gown and had to be escorted all over the hospital with 4 grown men just standing around me. Not only was it humiliating, but the fact that one of my issues was one that dealt with sexual assault, it made me immensely uncomfortable. My mom stayed the night with me, and I remember threatening my mom a couple of times, saying to her that I was just going to leave if she didn't get me out, or that I wouldn't even talk to her again. When the morning came, I had to get transported to the place through ambulance, and I had to be strapped down completely to a stretcher. It was such a horrible, vulnerable feeling. Over the next couple of days, I stayed to myself. Other kids brought in blankets and clothes, but I wasn't going to do that. I stayed in only the things given to me, and only used the things given to me. Everyone had an assigned doctor, either male or female. I was unfortunate enough to get the male. It was Wednesday, my 3rd day, and I was called into his office to talk. I'm in the hospital, so I might as well make good use of it. We started talking about my home life and my family, and I started really opening up. As I started talking about the problems I was having with my mom, he didn't really look at me anymore, and he stopped taking notes. When I finished talking about how I felt, he looked at me with so much disgust and said, "You're pissing me off." That immediately threw me off guard, and so I just questioned him like, "What are you talking about?" And he responded with, "If you ever want to get out of here, then you need to show that you're making an effort. If I can't see that, then you're not." He stood up, opened the door, and told me to leave. I went straight to my room and completely broke down. For a long time, even after I was discharged, the moment stayed in my mind. Being in a bad state mentally, I think, is a lot scarier than having to deal with some doctor who is upset one day. So even though this experience happened to me, I was able to look for other resources and I was able to keep going through it, and that's primarily what I want to get across. Mental illness is a never-ending battle between you and your mind. The moment you get over the fear that your mental illness is stronger than you, the moment you realize that you dictate how you feel, it's the moment a lot of things get better. For Dayton Youth Radio at Stuyver School for the Arts, this is Andrew Marrero.
That's a story entitled Mental Wealth, written and produced by Andrew Marrero, a senior at Stuyver School of the Arts. Special thanks to Leslie Rogers and Eva Mexstudis at Stuyver's. For Dayton Youth Radio, This is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.